You read us back into open session, please.
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened in closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. We're back in open session now. Is there any action resulting from closed session? Okay, hearing none. Last item on the agenda tonight is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comments.
Mr. Manning.
Don't have any comments. I have a question for Mr. Williams I meant to ask earlier. Do we have an update on our garbage truck?
Nothing's changed since the last time we had our meeting. Still look the same time frame.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Steele.
Well, thank you everybody for continuing a great job that you're doing. And Jeff Livingston, I appreciate you getting out here at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning and having your troops out cleaning these roads out.
You're waking me up with a beep, 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 beep. It's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, anything else? Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Steele.
As always, I appreciate every little thing that every person does, be it on council or any committee that we have formed. That's working on the forward motion that we have been slowly but surely making. I'm hearing better comments on the street and can't wait for some of these other things to open up so everybody can say, well, Coburn's getting something now. Because I always hear, why does Coburn never get anything? So we're in the motion of getting things and getting things improved upon. I am just tickled to death with all of it and with all the help that everybody puts out. And for all those late hours that the town crews are working, fire department, police department, everybody, during the snowstorms, we're doing good. Appreciate y'all.
I have a question.
Thank you.
One more. Congratulations to the Lady Eastside Spartan basketball team for a 6-time
district
Cumberland District win.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Did we skip over the boundary adjustment topic, or did I miss that?
Oh, we skipped it.
We did. We skipped it.
We put it under new business C, and I just happened to look down, and I don't remember us ever talking about it.
We did not talk about it.
We did. We are very bad. Well, there's no problem going back to that, is there?
But there's not.
Okay. We'll skip back to old business under C, which we missed. I think we got tied up with everything else there. The boundary adjustment. Yeah, Mr. Mitty?
Nope.
I think Ms. Steele asked for this to be put on the agenda.
Oh, I thought she did. I'm sorry.
No, it's me. I was going to add all these things. The boundary adjustments, we have discussed them, and I talked to Jimmy today. And Rincrest, I did a talked with them up on the hill, and they're definitely wanting to have their boundaries brought in, and over on Chalet Drive, same thing. And then the lease with the freeze, that property belongs to the town of Coburn, but it is not inside our boundaries. And I think that all of those things need to be done and brought into our boundaries. And we need to do whatever. And Jimmy, when I talked to him today, there's a difference in a boundary adjustment and rezoning. And she told him that the boundary adjustment was a lot easier. Correct?
A lot less work.
I think when we do a boundary adjustment, guys, we've got to decide what adjustments we want to do at that point in time. I think I know that we've got a committee that was formed some time ago, and you know, one of the reasons that I guess we've not called that meeting or group to order has been COVID for the last year now. I think that hopefully in the very near future that we can get together in a safe manner and get this started. I think it's something that really needs to be done. And, the areas that you spoke of, Sharon, there's additional folks that have indicated that they would love to see us come and bring them into the fold also. So I think, as soon as we can safely do the committee meeting, I think we need to do it. But until COVID is under control a little bit better, I don't think it's something we can do on the telephone.
Okay.
And I agree with you. It's something that needs to be done, and it all needs to be presented to the county at one time. We can't piecemeal it.
No, and a lot of it could be done through the GIS, just like we did for freeze and figuring out, I already know the numbers over there. And because that would just be a boundary adjustment for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just go by the GIS lot and use those numbers to make the boundary adjustment.
Well, some of the discussion early on was that, in order to do this in a kind of a neat, uniform manner, you kind of take a map and you for instance, we've got a situation in the Bondtown section of Coburn where we jettison up from the normal lines to pick up a couple of houses up there, and then it makes Coburn kind of look like a bird on a map. You go in, you kind of straighten those areas out from that into, our northern boundaries up on what we call Wise Mountain Highway, and there's some other things up through there that we need to look at too, that I think the committee needs to know, in order to move forward. There's some conversations in that area, maybe some investment up in that area too we need to look at.
Okay. Well, I think that it's just something that needs to be done as soon as feasible possible. So,
totally agree with you. Totally 100% agree with you.
So that was my reasoning for on there. It had a lot to do with the freeze and that being over there, that it's town property, but it's not in our boundaries. So.
Okay.
That's all. So now
anything else?
Can make a motion.
Don't I get to speak? You're trying to keep me quiet tonight. Shame on you. Okay, last one. Yeah. And again, thank you for everything that Public Works has done to keep our roads clear. Thank you, everyone, for the hard work that you do. A special remembrance to the family of Jack Jones tonight, where Jack passed away today. I know he served the town of Coburn on town council for a number of years, and our hearts are grieving for that family. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor for adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you all.